Thank you for calling the Hair Relaxer Help Team. This is Emmanuel on a recorded call. Hello there.
Hi, Emmanuel.
Hi. Were you looking to see if you're eligible to participate in the settlement?
Yes, I am.
Sure. And just to confirm here, you haven't already started a claim with any other firm. You haven't signed anything physically or electronically, and you'd be able to attest to that. Is that the case?
Yes, you are the first people that I've talked to about this situation.
Okay. Now, was it yourself or a family member that used the hair straightening chemicals and relaxers within the last 20 years?
Myself.
Okay. And which of the following were you diagnosed with? Endometrial, uterine, or ovarian cancer?
Ovarian cancer.
Very sorry to learn that. Roughly around what date were you diagnosed?
I was diagnosed in October. It was a couple of days after Sweetest Day. I'll say October 18th, 2023.
October 18, 2023. And then, are you in the state of Colorado?
No, I'm in Chicago, Illinois.
Oh, you're in Illinois? Okay. Let me plug that in. It's colder right now, right? And
Oh,
so,
it's freezing cold. It's freezing.
I won't be able to help with that. Are you like in the single digits or?
I'm actually in the south suburbs, so I'm not near the water at all. I get a little grace.
Okay, that's good. Let me go to the next section here real quick. Bear with me. And what hospital diagnosed you?
Rush Oak Park Hospital.
Okay, let me look that up. That's the one on Maple, South Maple Avenue.
Yes, 520 South Maple Avenue.
Okay, and what was the doctor's name that diagnosed you?
Dr. Grace Banner and
Banner.
Dr. Rudo Ryle.
So Dr. Grace Banner was the one that diagnosed you, and then Dr. Rudo was the one that treated you.
Yes, Dr. Grace Banner was my OBGYN.
Okay, let me plug this in here. Bear with me. I see her here, Grace Banner. And then let me plug in the address there. And then just to confirm here, you used a hair relaxer of any brand more than 4 times in a single year prior to being diagnosed. Is that correct?
Yes, but the specific brand name was the Dark and Lovely by L'Oreal.
Okay,
I
perfect.
didn't use just any brand. I used that specific one.
Dark and Lovely. Okay, perfect. Thank you for confirming that. And on average, about how many times a year would you say that you use the product?
I'm sorry.
About how many times a year would you say that you use the hair relaxer?
How many times a year?
Mm-hmm.
I'm trying to see. I'll say four.
4? Okay. And then you're a U.S. resident residing in the state of Illinois, correct?
That's correct.
And then were you ever diagnosed with breast cancer or Lynch syndrome or no?
No.
And then, do you know any friends or family that also use hair relaxer that got sick like you, or not really?
Well, if they did have it, they didn't aware of me, so I wouldn't know what they had going on.
Okay,
I
not a
didn't
problem.
speak to anyone about my situation because I was kind of embarrassed.
Right, okay, I gotcha. And then, what year would you say that you started using the hair relaxer?
I started using it in like 2017. Yeah, when I
2017.
left for college. I mean, when I got back home from college, I started using it.
And then when would you say that you stopped?
2023, when I started having these crazy pains.
Okay. So in like October of 2023. So roughly,
Yeah.
okay. So roughly around 6 years in, right?
Yeah.
Now,
appreciate that.
were you mostly using it at home or at the salon?
At the salon, so I'm kind of in the hair industry.
Sure.
So
Okay.
sometimes I would do it myself, or sometimes one of my coworkers would, do the perm for me, and I could just take over the styling on my own.
Got it. Okay, perfect. I'll plug that in. And then just to confirm, your diagnosis happened 2 or more years after you first started using the product regularly for at least a year. Is that correct?
That's right.
Okay. And then what kind of treatments were you given, like chemo, immunotherapy? What
Yeah, I
was your...
was given chemotherapy.
And when did the treatment start roughly?
The treatment started around, actually, the minute I started having complications, I believe it was in that same month of 2023,
Okay.
in October.
Okay. So sometime in October, let's put just as a placeholder if you're okay with it, 10/25. So October 25th of
Yeah, but
2023.
did I mention that I had to get my left ovary removed because it had a tumor?
Oh, wow. Okay. So surgery as well.
Yes.
Okay. Let me add that in there. And then what, so the doctor that treated you was Rudo Riley?
Yes, Rudo Bio.
Spell out the last name for me, please.
RAO.
RAO, okay.
Yeah, he's my oncologist.
RUTA, okay. Let me put that here. And it looks to be, okay, AO. And at the same hospital, right?
That's right.
Alrighty, let me plug that address back one more time. And then will you confirm your gender for the recording?
Yes, female.
Okay, and then I have your name spelled OLL. IAH, last name B as in Bravo, EAL.
That's right.
And then email bluediamondcollections@gmail.com and then your cell 872-212-0226, correct?
Yeah, so you have BLUE diamonds,
Mm-hmm.
Diamond, DIAMOND, and then collection, COLLECTIONS. So it's an S on the end of collections at gmail.com.
Yep, thank you for reconfirming that. That's what I have. And then
Yes.
what would be your present mailing address?
I'll do 3983 South Lake Park Avenue. What question? Before I give you that, what am I expecting in the mail? Because I have like I use my mom's address for everything because she's always stayed where we grew up at, and then I have my own house, but I don't.
It's mostly so the address would be where the check is cut to, after the attorneys handle everything they need to handle. It'll be a live check that would go to that address or the address that you give me.
Well, approximately how long would I be expecting? Because I would know what address to give you. That's why I'm asking.
Great question. So, because I'm not an attorney myself, I'm just an intake specialist. No one here in this department is an attorney. We take the information, we send it to the attorney, and then they call you to reconfirm everything, make sure there's no spelling errors or anything like that. They are the ones that can tell you a time frame and an amount. I cannot. Our calls are monitored, and we get in trouble. I can't give you a time frame, but just from previous experience from others, not saying that'll be the case for you, but from others that we've helped out, it's been several months before. So I don't know if you want to just put this address on file for now and then change it later, because you'll have a case manager with the firm directly, and then you can
Okay,
just
so
ask them to
that's
change it
fine.
later.
Okay, that's fine. Then I'll go with my mom's primary
Okay.
address. My 3983 South Lake Park Avenue, apartment 902, Chicago, Illinois, 60653.
Okay, and you said apartment 902.
That's correct.
Okay, perfect. And then we're just about done here. This next section is just for an emergency contact in case something unfortunate happens to you, ensuring that we can continue the case for your loved ones. Do you want to put an emergency contact or not really?
Yes, I'll put my spouse.
Okay. Their name?
His name is Joseph, J-O-S-E-P-H.
Mm-hmm. Same last
his
name?
Telephone number is, yeah.
Okay. And I'm ready for the number.
708-272-2748.
And then the last section is just going to be for the HIPAA medical compliance section. What is your date of birth?
04/22/1997.
4/22/97, right?
Yes.
And then the social?
321. Do you need the whole or just the last four?
That's the last four is fine.
Last four is 0378.
I'm sorry, 94.
No, no, I said just the last four is 0378.
Okay, 0378. Perfect. Thank you. I'll be sending you an automated text message and email for a quick DocuSign. I won't be able to see what's on your screen, so if you're not sure what to tap, just read out what you see, and then I'll try to do my best to guide you on where to click next. But that is
okay.
Sending here shortly. It shows sent on my end, so if you didn't get it, let me know, and then I'll try to resend it.
Yeah, Emmanuel from Mastor. Mm-hmm. Yeah, okay.
Yeah, that's me.
So click the link.
Right.
Okay. It says SMS message from Mastor. Do you agree? Yes. DocuSign. Allow. This envelope was also sent by email. Recognize email. Continue. Please review and act on these documents. Okay. What exactly am I signing?
So you're allowing a release of medical records, and then you're also saying that the firm is allowed to work the case on your behalf.
Okay. Okay, I'm signing. Okay, it says it's completed on my end.
Yep, you're all set. So as I mentioned briefly earlier, the firm will call you directly in about a week or so to reconfirm. So their call will be shorter than ours, but it'll be a more important call. They just want to make sure there's no errors on my end and no spelling or anything like that to accept it fully into their system. But other than that, you're all set for now, okay?
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Emmanuel.
Bye.
Bye-bye.